7.5 away from 4, 2 days until Ipswich goes to the polls to elect their next mayor, taking the place of Paul Pasali, who at one point was the nation's most popular politician. Now, for the last 2 weeks, I've been speaking to each of the candidates in the order that they appear on the ballot, just to get a better idea of who they are and what they'll do for Ipswich. But next on the list is Ken Salter, but despite trying for the past 10 days, we've been unable to contact Ken. Calls and emails, even Facebook. No one we could find has his number. Even tried contacting the Ipswich City Council and the Electoral Commission, but no one was able to pass on any of Ken's contact details. Look, Ken, if you're listening, or if anyone knows Ken, pass on the message. Get in touch. I'll have a chat to him tomorrow, 131873. Come on, Ken, your chance to shine. You're running for mayor. What do you stand for? Look, today instead I'll be speaking to the next person down on the ballot paper in the order of fairness. That is Peter Luxton. Peter, 4 minutes. Good afternoon. Tell me a bit about yourself. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in logistics. I have a BA in English Language and Literature, and my loves are the environment and music, namely piano and violin.
So. Well, there we go. This is your first tilt at politics?
No, it's not. This is actually my fourth tilt at the mayor of Ipswich, and I have run in federal and state as well. I've considered it sort of an apprenticeship, so, and this is the big game.
This is the big one. All right. What is going to make you lucky fourth time around?
Look, I don't live in a vacuum. I'm running because people have actually asked me to, and in the past I have picked up, despite having a hugely popular mayor, I have had people who my ideas and policies have resonated with, and a lot of those have asked me to run again. Look, I'm fairly consistent. For 9 years now, I've been saying there should be no donations from big business or developers in small government. Mm-hmm. And the simple reason for that is that, look, once you're elected, they not only seek to influence you once you're elected, but they try to influence the outcome of those elections by funding particular candidates, only selected candidates. So those candidates have all the money, they have all the resources to advertise and what have you for an election. And, of course, these people want something in return. So, look, a lot of people are saying to me that democracy is letting them down, but it's not. I think politicians are letting democracy down because what's happened is that they're basically, a lot of them are taking donations from these big businesses. So they don't need to do fundraising with the people and get out and meet them. And basically they go, okay, look, fine. Look, we know what's best for you. And then when they're elected, they go serving their donors. They don't go serving the people who voted for them. So I'm doing this for democracy, basically.
So you're saying all across the board, I know it's only local government we're talking about here, but you're saying no donations at all to any political party at any level of government?
I'd prefer that, but look, small steps. From small things, bigger things grow. I think, well, look, the federal and state are slightly different because they're basically dominated by the big parties. In areas like Ipswich, you don't have that. We're all individuals. We might belong to parties. One of us is a Greens member, and he's a fine candidate. But by and large, we're running as individuals, and to have selected individuals backed by big business, as they are in Ipswich, is wrong. It should be for the people, and obviously being a traditional democracy exponent, it's by the people, and it should be for the people, not by the people for big business.
Peter, before we run out of time, we've only got about 60 seconds left. What else are you going to bring to the table? What else, and why else should people vote for you?
My other problem is that with growth, we're not keeping up with facilities. Councils are there to do rubbish and roads, yes, that's right, but they also do public facilities like libraries and public swimming pools. We've got all this growth going on, particularly where I live, and there's not one public swimming pool. There are 8 schools, and they don't have access to a pool. We have half the number of libraries as Logan does, and I think that's absolutely disgusting. We should be resourcing our kids with everything they need for sporting and intellectual. Libraries are where you nurture the lifelong love of learning and imagination and reading. They're absolutely crucial for our culture. And the pools, yes, certainly. How many Olympians don't get to shine or even see the light of day because they didn't have access to a pool?
All right, growing facilities with the growing population. Peter,
absolutely.
Good luck for Saturday. Peter Luxton there. He is the next on the ballot paper. We might get to talk to Ken tomorrow. Otherwise, it will be the last of the candidates before Ipswich heads to the polls on Saturday. I will do a double up if Ken does get back to us. That is no dramas at all.